Chapter 42. As he watched the magic torpedo fly, Renoir's chest tightened. Thoughts of not seeing Nath again raced through his mind. As the great missile sailed up, he ground his teeth and braced his mind for impact. Behind him, everyone watched with rapt fascination. Renoir's keen eye caught a quavering bubble that he hadn't noticed before. It surrounded the city.
Great Guzan, what is that? A shield? Bezok, do you see that?
The mage squinted. Careening through the sky, the bright blast sailed toward the city, barreling down on the mass of buildings. There was a bright flash, followed by a thunderous boom. An invisible dome appeared, saving the city. The ball of power skipped off the greenish dome and skittered into the sky before fading.
Buckle my boot! It ricocheted!
Renoir yelled. He felt relief. He turned back toward Harvike.
Now what are you going to do?
Harvike stood up in his seat and pulled up his leather goggles. His weathered face was painted with fury.
It cannot be.
Suddenly, coming out of the floating city, dragons by the hundreds filled the sky. Black-tailed and winged with glowing eyes, they soared straight for the apparatus of Rune.
Fire again!
Harvike bellowed, plopping down in his seat.
Fire!
Lydorn and Harvike pulled back on their triggers and let chaos fly. Torpedoes ripped through the dark dragons, incinerating them, before blasting into the dome protecting the city. But the blast only took a few of the hundreds that remained. The dragons swarmed toward them, roaring in fury.
Help him! Fetch the chest!
Renoir yelled.
Aye!
Pilpin said, scurrying into the barn. The apparatus of Rune continued to rock, blast after blast after blast. The torpedoes destroyed the dragons in their path, but continued to ricochet off the dome. Bezog appeared at his side.
They'll be on us any moment. What do you plan to do?
Renoir cocked his eyebrow.
Fight! One last glorious fight!
A series of roars erupted behind them. The good dragons who had been huddled in the hills took to the sky and surged toward the oncoming enemy. Renoir could see that the good dragons were outnumbered at least 4-1.
When they get here, they'll rip the apparatus apart,
Bezog said.
And then it will be over. We have to protect it.
I thought you didn't like it,
Renoir said.
Quite the contrary. It's fascinating. I just don't like Nath being on the other end of it.
Pilpin scurried back with the dwarfen chest in his arms. He set it down and peeled the ancient lid open. Bezog kneeled down and started plucking out vial after vial. He tossed them to his family, the roamers, Ben, and Pilpin.
Just drink,
Benoir said, pulling the cork off one and draining it down.
No time for questions.
He thumped his chest and burped. Eyeing a hesitant Pilpin, he said,
If I can drink, you can drink.
Pilpin gave a quick bearded nod and swallowed the greenish potion down.
Everyone form a circle around the apparatus and stay close,
Bezog said. He stepped underneath the weapon's muzzle and readied the Elderwood staff.
Have faith. This isn't the end.
Dragons tore at one another. The sky was filled with firework-like destruction. Lightning, fire, black acid, streams of lava, smoky eruptions. Dragons big and small battled for all. Wings were torn and shredded. Dragons fell like great-scaled birds from the air. Once so beautiful and majestic, they were now razor-clawed, fire-breathing terrors. The roars of battle were angry, painful, deafening. It was mayhem, carnage.
"Stay close to me,"
Bezog said to his wife, Sasha.
"No matter what, I will."
Rising up on her tiptoes, she kissed his cheek.
"But I have to admit, I feel great. What potion did you give me?"
He looked into her eyes. They were aglow with radiant fire. Her hands tingled with mystic life in his.
"One that will increase your powers."
"How much?
Did you drink the entire thing?"
"Yes."
He showed a little smile.
"Fivefold at least. But remember, its effects are only temporary."
Sasha faced the oncoming wave of dragons in the sky and clenched her charged-up fist.
"Then temporary will just have to do. It's time to let those rotten lizards have it."
Bezog summoned the power of the Elderwood staff. The gemstone carved into the ancient wood flared with brilliant tangerine light. It fed him, empowered him. His eyes smoldered with mystic light.
"Everyone!"
Bezog yelled.
"Don't strike until you see the green of their eyes!"
The clamor of battle in the sky subsided. The swarm of steel-hard, dark-scaled beasts would be on them any moment. Bezog heard Brenwar cry out.
"What are you waiting for, Harvike? Get to firing that thing!"
Bezog turned and looked. Something was wrong. Lydorn and Harvike were frozen.
"Selene,"
he thought.
"Where is Selene?"